was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. And then I stepped into a satin dancing dress. It was split on the side, cleaned up to my hips. Well, it was red velvet trim, and it fit me good. And staring back from the looking glass was a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, please. But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now, don't let me down. Your mom's gonna help you move uptown.
Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, and she kissed my cheek. And I saw the tears well up in her troubled eyes when she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack, and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. Your paw's run off, and I'm real sick, and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? And just be nice to the gentleman, Fancy, and they'll be nice to you. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do. But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now get on now, girl, you better start moving uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my ma. The night I left that rickety shack, cause the welfare people came and took the baby. Ma died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn, and plea, there was no way out. And it wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom had been talking about. I did what I had to do, but I made myself a solemn vow that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. I might have been born just plain white trash, but Fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the street. And 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, you were.
Well, I charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse flat, and I ain't done bad.
Yeah, done bad.
No. Now in this world there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites that would call me bad and criticize my mama for turning me out, no matter how little we had. And though I ain't had to worry about nothing for now, 15 years, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ear. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, your mama's gonna help you move uptown. And I guess she did.
Everybody, Lonesome Captain here. That was a perennial favorite, Bobby Gentry's Fancy, the tale of a young girl through the hardships of poverty was forced to become a lady of the evening and liked it. Yeah, I love the production on that song. I love the story. I love it all. And that's what we're doing this week. We're looking at the world's oldest profession. So whether you call them prostitute, lady of the night, the derogatory whore, sex worker, Mom. It's okay. Here we are. We're looking at the songs. And we do It's Country Funk Time on 107.1 and 91.1 FM. And of course, please, by all means, please stream it live or archived at xray.fm. Those are your options. And I don't know, some DJ say something about Rockaway Beach, but I don't have that copy. So it's X-Ray. We're here for the people playing songs. Yeah. Boy, I am Randy today. Anyways, let's get into it here. We got another favorite, Guy Clark's Let 'Em Roll, on our deep dive salute to the world's oldest profession. It's Country Funk Time. Yeah.
Done about everything there is to do. And he worked on freighters, and he worked in bars, and he worked on farms, and he worked on cars. And it was white port to put that look in his eye that grown men get when they need to cry. And we sat down on a curb to rest, and his head just fell down on his chest. He says every single day it gets just a little bit harder to handle, and yet. And he lost the thread, and his mind got cluttered, and the words just rolled off down the gutter. Well, he was elevator man in a cheap hotel in exchange for the rent on a one-room cell. And he's old years beyond his time, no thanks to the world and the white port wine. So he says, son, he always called me son. He said, life for you had just begun. And he told me the story that I'd heard before, how he fell in love with a Dallas whore. Well, he could cut through the years to the very night that it ended in a whorehouse fight, and she turned his last proposal down in favor of being a girl about town. Now, I spent 17 years riding line, and he ain't been straight none of the time. It's too many days of fighting the weather, too many nights of not being together. So he died. Through his personal effects, in among the stubs from the welfare checks was a crumbling picture of a girl and a door, an address in Dallas and nothing more. The welfare people provided the priest, a couple from the mission down the street sang Amazing Grace. No one cried except some lady in black way off to the side. We all left and she's standing there, black veil covering her silver hair, and old one-eyed John said her name was Alice, and she used to be a whore in Dallas. So let him roll, Lord, let him roll. I bet he's gone to Dallas, rest his soul. Just to let him roll, Lord, let him roll. Always said that heaven just a Dallas whore. Let him roar, Lord, let him roll. I bet he's gone to Dallas, rest his soul.
Johnson bought the farm, put a needle in her arm. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Then her brother laid her down in the cold Kentucky ground. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way that it ends. Though there was a time when she and I were friends. Then Miranda ran away, took a cat and left L.A. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. She was busted, broken flat, and had to sell that pussy cat. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way that it ends. Though there was a time when he and I were friends. See the brightest ones of all. Dark ones go to bed with good whiskey in their heads. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Now Billy Joe's back in the tank. You tell Musso, I tell Frank. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Did he throw her down? Well, did she leave him for that swell? That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Do you miss my gentle touch? Did I hurt you very much? That's the way that it goes, that's the way.
On Sunset, 20 bucks a pop. Some out of town old businessman or an undercover cop. I'm living with a virus flowing way down in my veins. Oh, oh. I wish it would rain. I know you've heard my story or seen me on the street. Just another cracker gigolo dressed up like trick or treat. Now you may wanna judge me or treat me with disdain. Oh, oh. I wish it would rain. Memphis, Texas, Houston, Tennessee. Man, I'm just so turned around, I don't know where. where I wanna be. This California desert is driving me insane. Oh, I wish it would rain. So I've squandered my resistance, taking any kind of drug. Oh, I'd smoke a shooter, eat it, I drink it from a jug. And I offer no excuses for your sympathies to gain. Oh, oh, I wish it'd rain. Everybody knows me as the kid. I've made it 7 years and still I don't know how I did. I come from a long line of live and love in vain. Oh, I wish it would rain. So I prayed to Mother Mary, I've even seen a priest. When the angels come to get me, I know I'll be released. I'll leave this mean old desert, bound for Memphis on that train. Oh, I wish it would rain. Oh, oh, I wish it would rain.
We're back on East Country Funk Time, investigating the world's oldest profession, prostitution. That was Rodney Crowell from a couple albums ago, but still pretty recent, singing I Wish It Would Rain. I saw Rodney Crowell perform just a couple months ago at Pappy's and Harriet in Pioneer Town in the desert here in California. And he puts on quite a show. He's got a big catalog of songs to draw from. And he doesn't just lean on the hits. He goes deep. He talks about his friendship with Guy Clark and Townes Van Zandt. And he plays his songs. It's a good show. And sandwiched in between Guy Clark and Rodney Crowell was the amazing Gillian Welch, the fine guitar stylings of one David Rawlings on That's the Way It Goes. It just really has a brief mention of the world's oldest profession, sort of in code, but it qualified. I gotta say now, you ready for some more? I am. It's amazing how tender some of these songs are. Yeah, you think it might be sort of harsh, but no! People are people and they have feelings. So let's do it some more. It's country funk time.
She stands there in the doorway of a cheap hotel, and both have seen their day. One time southern beauty filled her eyes, but now there's just a trace. Sometimes for almost nothing, she offers her love to passersby. She's an old and fading sunset that once lit up the whole Savannah sky. Still there upon her lips, in the movement of her hips, and though she's 20 years past the
was in demand, and bought diamonds for her hands.
But now she can't give it away. In a big Chicago mansion lies a man with a woman he don't love. But his thoughts go back to a pretty Georgia girl when all he had was not enough. He remembers all the good times and the pleasure she gave him in the night. God, he loved that woman that once lit up the whole Savannah sky.
It's still there upon her lips, in the movement of her hips.
And though she's 20 years past her 80,
her love once was in demand. He bought diamonds for her hands,
but now she can't give it away. Now she can't give it away.
She blows a puff of smoke, then settles back and looks across the light blue haze. And from the back side of Dallas, her mind goes drifting back to other days. Meet me in Dallas on June the 23rd, his letter read. On a greyhound to this big town, she came to be with him just like he said. And on the back side of Dallas, a girl must earn her way as best she can. It's a long way to Dallas for a small town girl from the middle of Tennessee. And a 10th grade education won't get you no kind of job here in Big D. Hunger pains and pride's a thing that just don't go hand in hand for long. And on the back side of Dallas, a hungry small town girl can find a home. On the back side of Dallas, nervously she takes another pill. On the back side of Dallas, tonight like other nights, she drinks her fill. She pays the man behind the bar and leaves the change for a $20 bill. If you're ever feeling lonesome and you want to find someone who feels the same, she's on the back side of Dallas where every taxi driver knows her name. She's on the back side of Dallas where every taxi driver knows her name.
Well, Tulsa's last magician got his start at four, pulled a quarter from his own ear and spun it on the floor. Since there's no good tricks but old ones, and lying ain't that hard, he saved up all his quarters and he bought a deck of cards. And he learned ragtime piano, though his teacher thought him slow. Got a black belt in karate from a pawn shop video. And he'd practice all his worst mistakes in a dirty bathroom mirror. And when his mother drank, he learned to disappear. and his classmates thought him funny and good at sleight of hand. He had this grand finale they refused to understand. It's hard to tell the whole truth of a family sawed in half. And that's why Tulsa's last magician left his home so fast. Well, down and out in Reno, broken Santa Fe, turning tricks on Los Sueneros out in California. Well, they pushed him up against the wall, said, buddy, get a grill. So he learned to set himself on fire on the Las Vegas Strip. And he wandered down to Tampa, blew everybody's mind, because the crowd was cheap and easy there on beer and blowing wine. Said, I wonder where my dollar went, had the flower bloom so fast. Said, I can't reveal my secret, but they rarely failed to ask. And the crowd all thought him funny, good at sleight of hand. He had this grand finale they refused to understand. They demanded explanation when the card pulled was their own. And that's why Tulsa's last magician lost his faith and headed home. Well, he said he'd learn computers like a second foster dad, and free range all the rabbits that were living in his hat. His investments all went swimmingly, he had the boss on hidden strings. His promotions were a certainty, he could make the numbers sing. Now time and space is easy for magic to control. Still it was 40 years of working before he noticed he was old. Now his great escape and act is just untying both his shoes. And most days he's in the easy chair yelling at the news. And the weatherman is funny and talking with his hands. But black clouds are coming in and no one understands that somebody's true religion's always someone else's joke. That's why Tulsa's last magician pretty much went up in smoke. So friend, if you're the kind that thinks no one quite gets quite what you are, like you're a cobbler or a mechanic in this age of flying cars, if you think that you see right behind what's right before our eyes, you might be a small town's lad magician in disguise. And we need you to be funny, please be good at sleight of hand, cause there's a grand finale we can't hope to understand. And there's a 1 in 52 chance it's all magic and it's true. So won't you please help us believe in you.
Back on It's Country Funk Time, the show about the world's oldest profession. That was Willie Carlisle's Tulsa's Last Magician, and that was probably my favorite song of 2023 or 2024 when it came out. I love that song. That is an amazing song. We also heard Barbara Fairchild and the great Jeannie C. Riley. Has some songs, and we're going to get to a classic written by Dallas Frazier, the great songwriter, the son of the Tramp of Hickory Holler. This is a big hit. It was first released by, I have his name right here, Johnny Darrell, but Merle Haggard also has a great version of it. But I went with the O.C. Smith version. the soul version just because I didn't know it and I was blown away. Apparently this was the biggest hit of all of the song. So we're going to hear O.C. Smith, the son of the tramp of Hickory Holler, because that's what I love. It's country funk time. You take a song, you can play in any genre. Blues, country, funk, it's a good song. It's a good song, as we will hear in this fine rendition. Come on, O.C. Smith. It's country funk time. Hit it, please. Come on now.
Well, the path was deep and wide, from footsteps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp. And late at night a hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Holler's tramp. Yeah, the weeds were high, the corn was dry, when Daddy took to drinking. Him and Sally Walker, they up and ran away. Then Mama shed a silent tear and promised 14 children, I swear you'll never see a hungry day. When Mama sacrifice the pride, the neighbors started talking, but we were much too young to understand the things they said. All we really cared about was Mama's chicken dumplings and a goodnight kiss before we went to bed. Whoa, you know the path was deep and wide, from steps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp. And late at night a hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Holler's tramp. When Daddy left and destitution came upon our family, not one neighbor volunteered to lend a helping hand. So just let them gossip all they want. She loved us and she raised us. The proof is standing here, a full-grown man. Last summer, Mama passed away and left the ones who loved her. Each and every one is more than grateful for their birth. And each Sunday she receives a big bouquet of 14 roses with a card that reads, the greatest mom on earth. Whoa, you know the path was deep and wide, from footsteps leading to our cabin. I'm the son of Hickory Holler's tramp.
Mountains rough this time of year, close the highway down, they don't warn the town. I've been fighting second gear 15 miles or so, trying to beat the angry snow. I know it. town worth passing through. What good does no one do? No one to show it to. And I've grown tired of traveling alone. Tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? I've grown tired of traveling alone. Tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? Won't you ride? I quit talking to myself, listening to the radio a long, long time ago. Damn near strangled by my appetite. Ybor City on a Friday night. Couldn't even stand upright. So high the street girls wouldn't take my pay. She said, come see me on a better day. She just danced away. And I've grown tired of traveling alone. Tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? I've grown tired.
Save my soul, 'cause where I'm 18 wheels on the road. Rain, sleet, heat or cold, just trying to fill that dirty old billfold. Darling, I ain't left yet. Still gotta cash this long haul check just to pay my law dues. I could try to treat you better. Give me a chance, this gosh darn weather it'll be.
Now, that's Lot Lizard by Joshua Ray Walker. Yeah. And in between the Joshua Ray Walker and O.C. Smith sandwich, we had some Jason Isbell. Tired of being alone. I have to say, it takes a lot of work for me not to say Isbell. How I want to pronounce his name, I'm not gonna lie, but it's Isbell. Jason Isbell. I know I feel like I'm being lazy, which I can be and will be. Not Isbell. Isbell. Alright, we're getting through these songs. I love these songs, by the way. If I do say so myself. And I was watching Hacks the other night, and the young writer started dating a sex worker, and she was so proud of herself for being so open-minded and flexible, progressive. But then she found out the guy was also a magician. She had great, great shame. It was pretty funny. Way to go, Hacks. Yeah. All right, what else we got here? What's coming up? Oh, it's a surprise. This is It's Country Funk Time.
I'll play one more. This is Tecumseh Valley. I wrote this on a banjo. Well, the name she gave was Caroline, the daughter of a miner. And her ways were free, and it seemed to me the sunshine walked beside her. She come from Spencer, across the hill. She said her pa had sent her, 'cause the coal was low
And soon the snow would turn the skies to winter. Well, she said she'd come to look for work. She was not seeking favors for a dime a day and a place to stay. She turned those hands to labor. But the times were hard, Lord, and her jobs were few. All through Tecumseh Valley, but she asked around till a job she found, tending bar at Gypsy Sally's. Well, she saved enough to get back home when spring replaced the winter. But her dreams were denied, her pa had died. Well, a word come down from Spencer. So she turned to whoring out on the streets with all the lust inside her. And it was many a man returned again to lay himself beside her. Well, they found her down beneath the stairs that led to Gypsy Sally's. And in her hand when she died was a note that cried, "Fare thee well, Tecumseh Valley." Well, the name she gave was Caroline, the daughter of a miner, and her ways were free, and it seemed to me that sunshine walked beside her. Thanks.
Parking lot, call it a room with a view. Best night of pool that I ever shot. Beat a lot of money too. We're looking for some company in the weekly scene. I seen I had to just had to be you. I ain't seen you since New Orleans. Never did figure out where you run off to. I know I look bad the last time you saw me, but lately I've been doing alright. Won a tournament last week in Oklahoma City. Hustled half of this town tonight. I got some cocaine if you want some, the best that I could find. We could just sit here and talk all night if that big old guy out in the car don't mind. Like old times, a screw off a top on a bottle of wine. Living out a different kind of American dream. Old times, your goal was always the same as mine. You didn't want to throw a fishing line in that old mainstream. No, I ain't ain't expecting anybody but you. I don't know who that could be at the door, but I'm pretty sure that you got a clue. And I bet you've been to this hotel before, but do you know what? In the bathroom, but don't flush it down just yet. Put your pager in my suitcase, I'll get the window, you light a cigarette. It'll be like old times, just like the old times, living out a different kind of American dream. Old times, your goal was always the same as mine. You didn't want to throw a fishing line in that old main stream. No, sir, officer, you don't understand. We're just two old friends drinking wine. I'm sure she is, but that's not all she is. She is also an old friend of mine. I got her high school picture right here in my wallet, 1982. No, sir, officer, no offense taken. You have a good night, too. Such a thing about the picture, that's just something I kept. But don't get all sentimental on me now, girl. You haven't even told me what your new name is. Yeah, an old time, this is just like the old times, living our own kind of American dream. Old times, your goal was always same as mine. You didn't want to throw a fishing line in that old mainstream, and you didn't.
And I was just trying to find. You don't know what you do till you put under pressure. Cross 110th Street is a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, pushers won't let the junkie go free. Woman trying to catch a trick on the street. You bet it. Across 110th Street, you can find it all in the street. Ooh,
one more thing I'd like to talk to y'all about right now. Hey, brother, there's a better way out. Shorting that coke, shooting that dope, man, you're copping out. Take my advice, it's either live or die. You got to be strong if you want to survive. The family on the upper side of town will catch hell if, without a ghetto around. In every city you'll find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Let me sing it.
Falls upon the 110th Street. Pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, wishes for that bitch I can't go free. Oh, across 110th Street, a woman trying to catch a trick on the street. Ooh, baby, across 110th Street, you can find it all. Yeah.
All right, we finished strong. Woo! We heard Tom Van Zandt. That is a touching song. And Todd Snyder, another touching one of an old friendship. People just finding common ground. And then we ended with Across 110th Street to Bobby Womack Classes. Oh my goodness, thanks X-Ray FM. This has been It's Country Funk Time.